pre-industrial Puerto Llano from 1348 to 1873. Before the discovery of coal, society in Puerto Llano was based on fishing and agriculture. It hardly changed its way of life up until the industrial period ushered in by the discovery of coal in 1873. The municipality was bigger in those days, reaching the boroughs of Ventillas and taking in Hinojosas de Calatrava and Cabacerubias del Puerto. The main crops were cereals and the fields were situated mainly in Egido de San Gregorio, today the Paseo de San Gregorio. Here we can see the remains of cork collected from cork oak trees, another of the traditional industries in the area, along with tools for work with beehives. There was an important pottery industry during the 16th and 17th centuries, famous for its water jugs and vow pots, such as the example we see here. We can also see photos of the method of transport used during the time, along with a photo in the lower border of a chozo, a typical dwelling of shepherds. In the 16th century, the production of woolen cloths began, which obtained prestige thanks to their perfect craftsmanship. Another of the panels in this area reflects the growth in the population of Puerto Llano, which has varied, not reaching a stable level until well into the 17th century. In the final exhibition cabinets, some photos from the beginning of the 20th century are displayed, along with a general plan of the development of the city's historic centre. Various farming implements used in olden times can be seen in the ethnographic area, for example, a disc-type thresher or the measures used for grain.